This audio interview is being conducted at the Seattle Sperm Bank on the 18th of April, 2022, with donor number 10603.
My donor number is 10603. Hello. I'm 6 feet tall and have a medium build. I have black hair and brown eyes. My skin color is olive. My mother's ethnic origin is German, Irish, Danish, and Norwegian. And my father's origin is African American.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us today. We really do appreciate it. I'm going to start with some questions about you and then move on to a few about the donor program. All right. The first question is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
I'm currently working. I intend to go back to school to be a student, but right now I make people's coffee for them.
So in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would have finished up the secondary degree that I'm looking at going to school to get, and then I would hopefully have moved on to another state where I can find opportunities to do the things that I feel passionate about.
How about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have a sister.
Yeah. And what's your relationship like?
We really love each other. We don't get to talk as much as we would like because she has a kind of prominent job, so she has to be out and doing things. So when we do get to talk and hang out, it is pretty special, and I am extremely proud of her because she does a lot of good work for people.
Excellent. Okay. How about your parents? Would you say they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah, they always taught me to be just overall nice to people because you don't know what anyone's going through at any given time, or, you know, you haven't walked a mile in their shoes, people like to say. So everyone, you know, struggling with their own things, so always try to be kind to people, but you don't know when you might need someone to be kind to you for whatever reason.
Okay, so when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to live a pretty active lifestyle. I go to the gym 7 days a week. I do take a rest day every now and then, but I also like to hike, rowing. I like to hang out with friends and, like, you know, go to the movies like anybody else, or go shopping and watch television, I guess.
So you mentioned movies. Are there certain genres that you lean towards or specific favorites that you'd like to share?
I like kind of more serious films, I guess, like gangster-type films or spy films, Inception. Oh, The Good Shepherd, that's my favorite, but I really like that one. That one's got Matt Damon in it, and he's like the counterintelligence chief for the CIA when they start off, so it kind of goes through his life and, you know, how he got to that point and what he did. So I think it's an interesting lifestyle that someone actually led and, you know, did that.
Yeah, that's cool. How about music? Is there certain kinds that you're into, or if it's easier, tell us about ones that you don't like?
I love all types of music. I guess the music that I probably wouldn't like would be like fusion jazz or something like that, mostly because I don't understand what they're doing. It just kind of sounds like all the horns and like drums are all playing at the same time. Like, it doesn't seem like there's any harmony, but I'm sure if that's your thing, you would say I'm crazy and say there's harmony all around in those songs. You just aren't paying attention.
But thank you for sharing that. How about some of your favorite foods?
I love pastas. I love to eat seafood. I am a big steak fan. I will also eat plenty of vegetables. My favorite snack is probably plain Greek yogurt because that's something I can eat a lot of and not feel guilty about. Carrots. Just try to stay roughly healthy when I eat instead of eating like canes. But I do eat, you know, fast food, and that's probably my favorite place to eat canes. I'm going to kind of splurge.
When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you like to read?
The last book I read was The Prince by Machiavelli, and I read that on the recommendation of somebody else, so I guess that wouldn't be a book I read for fun. Sorry, the Halo series, there we go. Like the, I guess it's, yeah, it's based off the, or the video game is based off the series, or vice versa, one of the two. But I guess that would be a sci-fi type book that I like to read. So sci-fi, maybe fantasy, or something that's not always based in reality, because if I want to, you know, see reality, I just walk outside.
There you go. A little bit of an escape, yeah? Yeah. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
I wouldn't say it was a trip, but I used to have a job where I got the opportunity to live overseas for a few years, and I really enjoyed that because I got to live in a, like, Asian country, and I had lived in this country since I was a little kid. I had an uncle that lived there, and he had actually married a woman from there, and I thought that was really cool, and I just, the culture was really nice, and I guess I could tell you where I went. I went to Japan for a couple of years, so yeah, it was really nice. I went to scuba dive over there.
That's great. Okay, any other passions, talents, or interests that you have that we haven't touched on?
I'm an avid video game player, so I have pretty good hand-eye coordination, which is something I kind of take for granted. Like, when things fall off of, like, a counter or something, I can, you know, reach out and catch it real quick. I've been playing video games since I was, like, 6. I like to, I guess, help people when I can. Because, like, volunteering is nice and all, and I, you know, volunteer when I can, but I'd rather do something, like, truly nice for someone, like, you know, you see someone, I guess so, I saw a guy that got stuck on his scooter when I lived in another state, and he, like, no one was stopping to help him, so I remember I pulled into the gas station, and I asked him if he wanted some help, and I ended up rocking him back and forth, and he got off the curb, and, like, that's, I'd rather do something nice like that instead of, you know, not that going out to soup kitchen is bad or something, but, like, being that person who's like, oh, yeah, I volunteer on Thanksgiving or something.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to the donor program questions now. And the first one is, what did you want to become a donor?
Well, I don't think I would necessarily want to, like, not have kids. But at this point in my life, I don't know if I would ever have, like, the chance to have kids. Because the person I'm with doesn't necessarily want them because they have their own reasons. And, you know, we've discussed that. But I still feel that it would be nice to give other people the opportunity to have kids if there was a reason that they couldn't, whatever that may be. They don't want to pass something on, or they themselves can't do it. And I figure, you know, it sounds kind of weird, but if I'm not using it, why can't someone else, I guess?
Sure. Yeah, obviously we appreciate it very much. So thanks so much for joining us. Next question is, what are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an officer?
I wouldn't mind talking to him. You know, I'm not going to, like, try to run in and steal him or anything. I'd make it very apparent that I'm like, part of you, but, you know, they raised you. They're the ones that you should be, like, talking to and seeking support from. But if you want to talk about something, like, I guess I don't even know what would come up because I don't have, like, a similar situation myself. But, you know, whatever it may be, if you wanted to ask about my parents, which, you know, would be your grandparents but wouldn't be your grandparents, like, if you just want to know about my side of the family in general so that you can either be healthier or, I don't know, I'd just be willing to give them admission. But I don't want people to think I'm trying to steal it back, I guess.
Okay, last question. Is there anything that you'd want to say to the recipients of your donation?
Oh, I'd be... This might sound corny, but it'd be, God, I have terrible, like, I got a terrible choice of words, but, like, cool, like, honoring, like, for someone to pick you, because the idea that they're, like, I don't know how many, you know, guys there are, but there are probably thousands or whatever. You, like, flip through a book, or you look online, you listen to little clips, you see photos, whatever it is, and out of everyone, you picked me, like, that's really nice of you. Like, it's kind of, like, it feels nice that you would want, like, my, like, to see my beans every day, almost. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's, I don't know, it's, like, wow, you, I don't know, it's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I wish I had their words.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to be here with us. We really appreciate your honesty and taking the time. And we wish you the best going forward.
Thank you for the time as well. Have a good day.
This concludes the audio interview for donor number 10608 on the 18th of April, 2022.